In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is First Thursday, which is, as usual, dedicated to the priests. The most important task of priests is to say the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And the priests also preach, and they hear confessions and declare your sins forgiven. Just like in today's Gospel, when our Lord told to Saint Mary Magdalene, "Thy sins are forgiven thee." And people were wondering, who is this Jesus who can even forgive sins? And so much did Jesus love sinners that he was ready to be crucified and die, so that men would not need to be perish in hell, but they would have everlasting life in heaven. Children, a priest is another Christ who can forgive your sins so that you could be saved, or as Christ says today, make you safe. Before the birth of Jesus, God also sent to people many preachers called prophets, who preached how everyone has to worship the true living God. And one of those prophets was named Daniel, and it is Daniel who we should admire very much because of his zeal for God's honor and glory. Just like Jesus during his passion, it made Daniel sad to think that so many millions of men would be victims to the foolishness of idolatry, be ignorant of true God, and then go to hell because of their sins. Therefore, Daniel always worked to convince the people of the nothingness of idols and convert them to worship true God. Daniel knew very well that the obstinate worshippers of false gods, and especially the priests of the false gods, would hate and persecute him. Like the Pharisee in today's Gospel who despised the repentant Mary Magdalene, the evil people have never liked when someone preaches the truth. That's why Jesus was put to death, because he was preaching truth to the people. And Daniel was put in the den of lions, but he was rescued from there, and his persecutors were put to death. The reason why Daniel was put in the lion's den was his brave preaching against an idol named Baal. There was a kingdom in Babylonia who had the king named Amel-Marduk, who treated Daniel with respect. The supreme god, that is an idol of Babylon, was called Baal, and to it people left every day huge amounts of food. One day the king asked Daniel why he did not worship Baal, and Daniel answered that he adored only the true and living God who created heaven and earth. The king said that certainly my God, Baal, too, is a living God. Just look how much food he consumes every day. Daniel smiled and said that king should not fool himself. This idol, Baal, is only clay and brass and cannot eat. King was furious of hearing this, and he called the priests of Baal to prove that Baal is a living God who is eating the food left for it. The priests called King and Daniel to the temple of Baal, asked the king to leave food and wine there, shut the temple door, and seal it with his own ring. When he would return in the morning, if he would find the food and wine still there, the priests would die. But if Baal had eaten the food, then Daniel would die. So king did as he was asked to do, and when priests had left, he had food and wine placed before Baal. But meanwhile Daniel brought ashes and sifted them all over the temple floor. Then Daniel and king left the temple, and the door was sealed with the royal seal. But the scheming priests of Baal, during the night, they went into the temple through a secret door under the altar, and ate and drank all that was placed before the idol. Early in the morning the king rose and went into the temple with Daniel. They both saw that the seal was unbroken and went in. The king saw that the food was gone and started to praise Baal, how great he was. But Daniel laughed and pointed to the floor and told king to look. There were all the footsteps of the priests imprinted on ashes. The king followed them to the altar, found the secret door, and found out the priest's deceit. The king then ordered all the evil priests of Baal to be put to death, and gave the idol to Daniel, who destroyed it and the temple. Children, Daniel was very courageous in defying the idol worshippers, just like you need to be. Know that an idol does not need to be a statue for which you pray or burn incense. Anything which prevents or hinders you offering the proper worship to the true God, or whatever you love more than God, is an idol. Mary Magdalene, before her conversion, she was attached to many idols, to bad living, riches, and self-love. But the preaching and forgiveness of Jesus made her safe again and made her go to heaven. And the king of Babylon was converted to the worship of the true God when Daniel showed how shallow and fake his idol was. And that is what your priests do even today, children. They teach you and preach you to abandon any idols you might be attached to. And through our internet broadcast, we can tell the whole world how foolish it is to be attached to empty idols instead of the living God. The Mass today ends to the prayer over the people, which says in a nutshell what every Catholic priest preaches. Be merciful to thy people, we beseech thee, O Lord, that rejecting those things which displease thee, we may rather rejoice in keeping thy commandments. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.